الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ضد له ولا ضد له ولا ند له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الرسول: يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أوصني. فقال: عليك بتقوى الله، فإنه رأس الأمر كله. فقال: قلت زدني يا رسول الله. قال: عليك بتلاوة القرآن، فإنه في الدنيا نورا وإنه في الآخرة ذخرا، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the 1920s, when Hazrat Shaykh ul Hind rahmatullahi alayh was the ustad of all the great ulama of India at the time, he was the ustad of Hazrat Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullahi alayh, whom we all know to be the walking library, the ustad of none other than Mujaddid al-Millat Hazrat Mu'ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayh, and also the ustad of Hazrat Mahmud Hussain Ahmad Madini rahmatullahi alayh, who was the one who strove in order to throw away the British from the lands of India. Initially, it was the effort of Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind rahmatullahi alayh, who stood up against the British in India, and on account of this, Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind rahmatullahi alayh was imprisoned for a period of around 5 years in the island of Malta. And upon his return to Dioband, Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind rahmatullahi alayh had a program, and in this he mentioned that during my stay in Malta in this prison, I learned two lessons and two sabaks. So the ulama-i-kiram were astonished that what did our ustad learn despite him teaching hadith for so many years. And there he went on to mention that I have realized that there were two reasons for the downfall of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he went on to mention ki ek unka Quran Majeed ko chhod dena aur dusre ye ki aapas ke ikhtilafat aur khana jangi. That the first cause for the downfall of the ummah was that the ummah has left out the Quran Majeed. It doesn't form any part of their lives, whether it be implementing the injunctions of the Quran Majeed in their lives, or even when it comes to the tilawat and the recitation of the Qur'an Majeed. This is something that has left and gone far away from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this will be one of the complaints of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, according to some Mufassireen, that as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an Majeed, that وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قُومِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. That on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Rabbi, that O my Rabb, إِنَّ قُومِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. That my people have actually discarded and abandoned the Qur'an Majeed. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi under the tafsir of this ayat mentions that although this ayat might have been in with regards to the Quraysh in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but with regards to the broader meaning and the more general meaning of this ayat, then this will also apply to when a person abandons the Qur'an Majeed, as far as بِتَرْكِ تَدَبُّرِهِ وَتَفَكُّرِهِ, that by a person not pondering over the meaning of the Qur'an Majeed. And then also he goes on to mention وَالْعُدُولُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ مِنَ الْغِنَىٰ وَاللَّهْوِ وَاللَّغْوِ, that when a person, instead of reciting the Qur'an Majeed, he becomes enchanted with other things of the world, and he discards the recitation of the Qur'an Majeed. And the reason for this is that we have not realized how important the recitation of the Qur'an Majeed is in our lives, and what magnanimity the Qur'an Sharif has, and how comprehensive is the nature of the Qur'an Majeed, That is something that we have seriously failed in understanding. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majid in two places to make tilawat of the Quran Majid. One was to impart the lessons and the teachings of the Quran Majid. But just the mere recitation of the Quran Majid in two places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the opening verses of the 21st para where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. That O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make tilawat of that wahi which has been revealed to you. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention and says that وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say that I have been commissioned and I have been commanded and instructed to be from amongst the Muslims وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ, and that I make tilawat of the Qur'an Majid. As far as the greatness of the Qur'an Majid is concerned, then this is something that is a special bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That one can imagine how great this virtue is, that even the malaika are unable to make tilawat of the Quran Majid. Despite being so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they have been deprived of making tilawat of the Quran Majid. And it is only the special bounty of Allah Rabbul Izzat that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted the ability of making tilawat of the Quran Majid. But yet, if seriously we ask ourselves, when last did I make a complete khatam of the Qur'an Majid? Or when last did I sit down and make tilawat of the Qur'an Majid with total reflection and complete concentration over the wordings of the Qur'an Majid? Then some of us will have to scratch our heads and think, when last I made a khatam. And some of us will not even remember when last I have made a khatam of the Qur'an Majid. Yet we find in this very ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially among the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, there were such individuals like Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an, who in one rakat of his witr salah will complete one khatam of the Qur'an Majid. As Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an, is over the period of one night, he would complete one entire khatam of the Qur'an Majid. And this was the ma'mool and the practice of many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And there were certain Sahaba whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to actually caution them to decrease the amount of recitation of the Qur'an Majid. Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu ta'ala an was a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that the entire night he spends in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the tilawat of the Quran Majid, and his entire day is spent in fasting. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understanding the situation that his household was facing, that his wife wasn't getting enough time from him, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once summoned him and asked him that why don't you decrease the amount of your fast? So Uthman ibn Maz'un radiallahu ta'ala replied and said that I am able to keep the entire year fasting. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decreased his amount of fasting. And then when it came to the tilawat of the Quran Majid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first decreased his recitation that just make tilawat and make a khatam every 40 days. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala replied and said that, Ya Rasulullah, I can manage even more. That this was the zeal of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala when it came to tilawat of the Quran Majid. That they wanted to engage themselves all the time in the tilawat of the Quran Majid. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decreased and continuously decreased it until he told Uthman ibn Maz'un radiallahu ta'ala that you make a khatam of the Quran Majid once a week. And you find that this was the practice of all Sahaba. To such an extent that we find that Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an, that his mouth was whilst he was making tilawat of the Quran Majid. That whilst he was making the tilawat, that enemy of his had came and stabbed him. And that was the death of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, whilst making the tilawat of the Quran Majid. And as far as the virtue of the Quran Majid is concerned, then there are so many virtues that the ahadith kitabs are replete with the virtues and fazail of the tilawat of the Quran Majid. And the most virtue and the most famous virtue that we all always hear, that wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that that person who makes tilawat of the Quran Majid, then for every letter that he recites, he will receive 10 rewards and 10 thawabs. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to mention, وَلَا أَقُولُ أَلِفْ لَا مِمْ حَرْفٌ وَلَكِنْ أَلِفٌ حَرْفٌ وَلَامٌ حَرْفٌ وَمِيمٌ حَرْفٌ. That I do not say Alif Lam Mim is one letter, But rather the alif is one letter, the lam is one letter, and the meem is one letter. Just by reciting this, a person will receive 30 thawabs. And that is why our ulama and mashayikh mentioned that even by taking the name of the enemy of Allah, whilst making tilawat, by just reading the word Fir'aun, despite him being the enemy of Allah, but a person will receive 50 thawabs. And this is the virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store only for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him that, oh sini ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that grant me some advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عليك بتقوى الله فإنه رأس الأمر كله. That hold steadfast to the fear and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this is the root of all good actions. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala says that I told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zidni, that grant me more advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went on to mention, عليك بتلاوة القرآن. That hold steadfast with the tilawat of the Qur'an Majeed. فَإِنَّهُ لَكَ نُورٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Because this tilawat of the Qur'an Majeed will be a nur for you in this world. وَذُخْرٌ لَكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And it will be a treasure and a means of reward for you in the Akhirat. And this nur that a person will gain from the tilawat of the Qur'an Majeed, one is the nur of the heart. But together with the nur of a heart, some ulama mentioned that this will also refer to the nur on a person's face. That is why it is mentioned that with regards to Imam Nafi' Madani rahmatullahi alayhi, who is from amongst the first, who is ranked, the first from the Aima of Qirat, from the seven Qirats, it is mentioned that he passed on and imparted the knowledge of Qirat and the knowledge of the Quran for 70 years in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the mention is made that right up to his death, the nur on his face could be seen very clearly. And this was an account of his attachment to the Qur'an Majeed. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this Qur'an will be a means of a person's shafa'at on the day of Qiyamah. And there will be nothing which will be a greater means of shafa'at for a person. But the Qur'an Majeed will come and say that I was the person that had kept this person, that I was the means of keeping this person awake at night, and I had deprived him of his sleep. And by means of this, a person will be granted entry into Jannah. Once Hazrat Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu ta'ala an mentioned to his neighbor, Hazrat Farwat ibn Nufal al-Ashja'i rahmatullahi alayh, that taqarrab ila Allah, that gain the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa'alam annaka lasa tataqarrabu ilayhi bishay'in ahabba ilayhi min kalami. And note well that you will never be able to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with anything more better than that which is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is his kalam majid, and that is the Qur'an majid. And this is borne out in one of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that innakum la tarji'una ila Allah bi shay'in afdala mimma kharaja min, ya'ni al-Qur'an. That you will never gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with anything greater than that which has come directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the Qur'an majid. Once Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, who is one of the four imams of fiqh, they not only were the great imams in fiqh and masail, but they were great awliya of the time. He had once seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his dream, and he asked that, Ya Allah, how will we be able to gain that closeness to you? Allah Rabbul Izzat replied and said, by the tilawat of the Qur'an Majeed. So Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi replied, that by tilawat does it mean with understanding the meaning or without understanding? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said, that even without understanding that meaning of the Qur'an Majeed, you will gain that closeness and that proximity to me. And who does not want to gain that proximity and that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is the ingredient to gain that proximity and closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzah. And you find that the tilawat of the Qur'an Majeed is something that is very unique. That when it comes to the Qur'an Majeed, then not only will it affect a person who's reading, but it will also affect the person who is listening. And the reward is not only restricted to the person who is reciting, but even the person who is listening to the tilawat of the Qur'an Majeed, he will receive double reward. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned that the person who listens to the tilawat of the Qur'an Majeed, he will gain double reward. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that man istama'a ila ayatin min al-Qur'an, kanat lahu hasanatun muda'afa. that person who listens to one ayat of the Qur'an al-Majeed, then he will receive a double reward. And the reward will be manifold. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to mention that that person who makes tilawat of the Qur'an al-Majeed, then this tilawat of the Qur'an al-Majeed will be a means of nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. That on that day when everyone will be running helter-skelter, when everybody will be in parishani and in worry, this Qur'an al-Majeed will be a means of nur and a means of guidance for him on the day of Qiyamah. Mu'ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi once mentioned an incident with regards to the effect of the Qur'an al-Majeed. That not only did it affect the hearts of the believers, but it also affected the hearts of the non-believers and the non-Muslims. He mentioned that once a director of a film company wanted to make a documentary of the Qur'an al-Majeed, where people will be reciting the Qur'an al-Majeed in Salah, and where the Azan will be given. So he says that he began taking clips, and he first took a clip of the Azan. And this director of the company was very affected by the tilawat of the Qur'an, by the Azan. And thereafter, he appointed someone to make the imamat. And this person began reciting the Qur'an al-Majeed in the Salah very beautifully. And this person became so affected with the Qur'an al-Majeed that after the Salah was over, this person came up to the imam and said that, now make me a Muslim. And then he said that this Qur'an al-Majeed was such a source of rahmat, a source of mercy, and a source of sukoon and tranquility to my heart, that despite all the wealth that I have never received and enjoyed such tranquility and such sukoon before this in my life. And thereafter, this person even closed down his company and engaged his life completely in the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the Qur'an al-Majeed, in the opening verses of the seventh para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the waqt of Najran, of those Christians who had came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That when they had heard the tilawat of the Qur'an al-Majeed, tears began rolling down the faces out of their understanding of the truth. That they had realized that this was the true message of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when the Qur'an al-Majeed could affect the hearts of the kuffar, then why shouldn't it affect our hearts? That when a person sits down and opens the Qur'an al-Majeed, and with complete concentration makes tilawat of the Qur'an al-Majeed, without thinking of any other thing of this dunya, then won't this also affect a person's heart and bring about a change in a person's life? And with regards to the tilawat of the Qur'an al-Majeed, then a person should try to make an effort. Those who do not have any ma'mool and any practice of reciting, making daily tilawat of the Qur'an al-Majeed, at least some effort should be made to start off making daily tilawat of the Qur'an al-Majeed. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, with regards to the fazilah, that just reciting 10 ayat, that person who recites 10 ayats every night, then كَانَ لَهُ قِنْطَار وَكُتِبَ لَهُ قِنْطَار. That for such a person, the reward of one qintar will be written. وَالْقِنْطَارُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. And the reward of a qintar is far much better than this entire world and whatever it contains. That just by reciting 10 ayat every night, daily a person will be able to receive such reward. So if a person is not even in the practice of remaking tilawat of the Qur'an al-Majeed, then at least make this a starting point. That by reciting 10 ayat of the Qur'an al-Majeed daily, and this will be a means of reaping so much of reward. And as far as the adab of tilawat are concerned, then the kitabs are replete. As Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has written a complete kitab, At-Tibyan fi Adabi Hamalati al-Qur'an, with regards to the adab of how to recite the Qur'an al-Majeed, how to implement the Qur'an al-Majeed in a person's life. And he mentions that when a person makes tilawat of the Qur'an al-Majeed, then first a person should face towards the Qibla, and a person should sit in a dignified manner. And many a times we find that people were not even excused, lean against the wall with the legs stretched out and making tilawat of the Qur'an al-Majeed. This is complete and gross bi'adbi against the Qur'an al-Majeed. For the Qur'an is something that needs to be respected and honored. And when it comes to the adab of the Qur'an al-Majeed, an incident is mentioned with regards to the time around the time when there was the partition of India and Pakistan, that when many Muslims were making hijrah to Pakistan, so at that time one person had decided to also make hijrah to Pakistan, and he had a small copy of the Qur'an al-Majeed, which he had sewn to his vest from inside. And they were always under this worry that the Sikhs and the Hindus should not loot this caravan or the train that we are traveling on. So this person says that as our journey proceeded and continued, then we came to one station, then we halted there for the night, and the next morning we found that the guard as well as the captain of the train, both of them were missing. And after some time, the Hindus and the Sikhs had come to attack the Muslim occupants of the Seine. So this person said that all the other occupants of the Seine had lied down to stay away from the firing of these Hindus and the Sikhs. But he says that now the thought came to my mind that the Quran Majeed has been sewn to my vest from inside. And if I have to lie flat on the ground, then this would be complete bi'adbi and disrespect to the Quran Majeed. So thinking to himself that what should I do? That if my life goes, then this will be better than showing bi'adbi to the Quran Majeed. So he says that he stood up against the train and he could see that the Hindus were firing towards him. But he says that not one bullet had come and struck him. Whereas the rest of the train around him was riddled with bullets. And he says that this was the mu'jiza of the showing adab to the Quran Majeed. That this person, just by showing that adab of the Quran Majeed, Allah Rabbul Izzat had saved his life. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has even mentioned with regards to the Quran Majeed, that if the Quran Majeed is taken and wrapped up in his skin and thrown in a fire, then the Quran Majeed will never be burnt. For this is the magnanimity and the greatness of the Quran Majeed. That Allah Rabbul Izzat will save the Quran and will save that person who has the Quran with him. So we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat that he grants us the true understanding of the magnanimity of the Quran Majeed. And when it comes to the adab of the Quran Majeed, there's something that is very sad, sadly seen nowadays. And many a times we switch on the radio in the car, or switch on the tape recorder or the CD player in the car, and the tilawat is going on. And this is not something that is wrong, because a person will definitely receive sawab when listening to the tilawat of the Quran Majeed. But the aspect of bi'adbi is when a person begins to talk and shows complete disregard to the tilawat of the Quran Majeed. That the voice of the qari is being heard, but a person is talking over the voice of the qari. And this is complete disregard and complete bi'adbi to the Quran Majeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran Majeed that وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That when the tilawat of the Quran Majeed is taking place, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, then listen attentively to it, وَأَنصِتُوا, and remain silent. So if we are in the habit of listening to the tilawat of the Quran Majeed, and especially when we're driving, then pay attention to the Quran Majeed without showing any bi'adbi to the Quran Majeed. On the day of Qiyamah, this very same Quran, instead of being a means of shafaat and being a means of intercession for us, this Quran Sharif will act against us on the day of Qiyamah, that we were a means of showing bi'adbi to the Quran Majeed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to make it a habit of reciting the tilawat of the Quran Majeed daily. And those who haven't started off, at least from today we should make that niyat, that from now we will start off with the tilawat of the Quran Majeed, even if it means a few ayat of the Quran Majeed. And in this way, when the month of Ramadan will come, which is barely 3 months away, then this is the month of the Quran Majeed. And now we will be able to inculcate the true spirit of Ramadan. That is where a person at all times engages in the tilawat of the Quran Majeed. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.